Shri Buddha, Shri Dharma, Shri Sangha. The ceremony of Sagaki is really our greatest memorial festival for all of us ordinary people. Of course, throughout the year we celebrate memorials for some of the key figures in the transmission of the Dharma that has come down to us in this present day. People like Great Master Bodhidharma, Dogen, Keizan, our own wonderful teacher, Great Master Jiyu Kennett, her master. At Sagaki, we offer the merits of the ceremony for the departed of the past year in particular. And of course, this year, for many of us, there have been very significant deaths of people we're close to, beings we're close to. This ceremony and other memorial ceremonies, and indeed the funeral ceremony itself, can be a very great help, both for the living and for the recently deceased. For the deceased, if there is confusion at the time of death, shortly following the time of death, the ceremonies can point the way of opening one's heart to the eternal, relaxing into the arms of the eternal, letting go of external things. Indeed, for us the living, the ceremony can be a help in the same fundamental way, thereby providing the greatest comfort that can be given to the heart in need. Because the greatest comfort of all is to fall back into the solidity, the unremitting compassion that lies at the heart of existence. It's said in Buddhism that feeling is the reaper of karma. Feelings that we have at the time of death, those that we love, the mixture of love and sorrow, sometimes the deep grief that goes on and on. This too is the karmic reaper, all of these feelings. The love reminds us of love itself, love with a capital L, the love of the eternal. Our love is part of that love. The less that our love is invested with clinging and demanding, the more does it resemble its immaculate source. And the more our love is true to the love of the eternal, the more our love is invested with clinging and demanding, the more dark and bitter will be the grief that we experience. Yet please and grief is a sign that there is love, that we have been separated from that which we love. That's how we feel that. So it's not in itself an affliction, and it certainly and never is a punishment. The ceremonial that we do when we offer the merit to the deceased helps that grief wash through, to use a term that I think I first learned from Rumi Master Mokugen, that she often uses. Helps the feelings not get stuck. Feeling is essentially transitory. Feelings come and go. Even the darkest feelings, even the longest lasting states, emotional states, undergo change. When those feelings are present, we can't just will them away. We can, however, offer them to the eternal. That offering is an essential part of what we call sangha, contrition. The loveliest rendition of sangha that I've ever heard. I don't know how literally this is a translation of the term, but as I ran across it somewhere in something I was reading, spreading flowers before the Buddha. That's an offering. There is no judgmentalism in the Buddha nature, in the eternal. So we can take that which is painful, that which is dark, as well as that which is beautiful and light, and we can place it on the altar of the heart. And we can say, here is this offering, here is this love and this grief, this joy and this sorrow. Please help me with it. Please help me not to be swept away in joy. Please help me not to be drowned in grief. And accepting what something is and asking for help and placing it upon the altar of the heart, we do the essential act of sangha. We don't have to have done something terribly wrong to do sangha. Her master said, when I first heard this, it rang true, but I didn't quite get what she was saying. Well, we have to do sangha for the right things as well as the wrong things. For the right actions as well as the wrong actions. We don't want anything to get stuck and lead us into a downward spiral. We want to allow the flow to be unimpeded. And this flow is in its essential nature, completely void of self and immaculate. We don't need to try to, and it does not work, to try to speed painful feelings on their way. only need to sit still, look up, ask for help, offer them up, do that which instinctively we will know is good to do, when it is good to do it. And the flow will go on unimpeded. For those who have died, as for those who remain alive for a while yet, the flow of immaculacy continues. Death has not parted them from it. Any more than the living are parted from it. Therefore, in a very practical sense, it can be very helpful to continue to offer merit. This is why we do memorials long after people have died. This seems to me like a particularly important sagaki this year, certainly particularly meaningful to many of us in this little monastic community and congregation. And like all these ceremonies, it will do what it is meant to do. The ceremonies always work. All we have to do is bring a pure heart to them.
Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.